Randy Block is joining us now from Cattle Facts. And Randy, one of your themes today was about risk management for producers. What did you tell the producers on that?
Well, obviously, we've seen these prices increase substantially here the last few years, and we're probably going to see prices get higher over the next few years as we go through some expansion of the herd. But as prices get higher, so does the volatility increase. And it's taken a record amount of capital in this industry today. We've got more money on the line exposed than any time in the history of the industry. So my message is focus on a lot of singles and doubles. Swinging for the fences may get very expensive in this kind of market environment.
When you one of the more fascinating graphs I saw today, Randy, was this one that showed the box beef trade. As for several years, we were bumping along fairly level within reason, but then suddenly $1.81 this last year. I know there's projections for higher prices yet. Why that dramatic change?
Well, I think most of that would come from the increase in export activity that we've seen here, especially the last 2 years. Beef exports in 2010, I remind you, were up 20%. They were up another 23 to 24% in 2011. So the industry went from being a net importer of beef to a net exporter. We saw a 5-pound change in 3 years' time. And that export demand has just been phenomenal. We don't think it's going to slow down anytime soon. We're expecting another 10% growth in exports in the year ahead. So that's what's really driving that. We've got smaller per capita supplies to consume in the U.S. And if we put that on a pounds of beef that we consume in our domestic market on a weekly basis, it's declined 60 million pounds. That doesn't mean demand is softer. What it means is our export demand has been stronger. And of course, part of that has been because the dollar has been so weak. A weak dollar has helped stimulate the trade and the demand where we have more buying power in other countries around the world.
Now you mentioned the export market. Looks like you are figuring in that there will be a widening of access for Japan.
Yes, we are. We expect sometime in the second quarter of the year we'll see expanded access. We don't know exactly when that would occur, but our guess is when we do get expanded access, that could be worth close to another $50 a head to the value of our export activity in total. And I think that's a number that, just to put in perspective on how important this trade piece is, in 2011, the value of beef, beef variety meat, and hide exports was $261 a head over the value of, that was added to the value of every fed steer and heifer that was harvested in the United States. That's an incredible number, absolutely an incredible number. So for cow-calf producers out there, exports added $53 a hundred to the value of your calves in the last 12 months. That's quite a story.
So tell us about the cow-calf guy. The term was you're in the driver's seat again.
Well, they're in the driver's seat if Mother Nature will let them be in the driver's seat. Then obviously Mother Nature ruled in the southern plains of the United States in 2010 and 2011. She said, "I'm still boss," and we had the worst drought situation that we've had in over 50 years in that area. And consequently, one of the largest year-to-year declines in cow inventories that we've ever seen. We expect that situation is going to change. Dr. Art Douglas shared with us this morning that he sees a continued weakening situation with the La Nina weather pattern as we transition back to an El Nino, and we'll see much better moisture situation, especially during the second half of 2012. So we've got to be optimistic about that. And it takes two things to expand a nation's cow herd. You have to have green grass, and you have to have profitability. If we have those two things together, the market signal will be sent, we'll stabilize the herd, and then we'll grow it. And that's what we'll see in 2012 transition into 2013.
You had an interesting number. 3 to 4 million more cows are needed to meet the expected demand.
Well, I think I want to be very careful there that doesn't come off as a forecast. What that was I was sharing with folks, if the U.S. is going to continue to maintain the same market share that we have from a global beef export standpoint. We exported 14% of our beef and beef variety meat volume in 2012. If we were to expand that to the increasing global population that we'll see over the next 10, 20, and 30 years, in 10 years we'll have 700 million more people on the earth. If we are going to export the same percentage of that total beef volume, that's what it'll take, is an additional 3 to 4 million beef cows. So that's not a forecast of where we'll be. It's just I'm trying to give people a perspective that those are the kind of numbers that would be required if we're going to maintain that market share.
You talked about the economic signs to grow that herd back up. I guess I want to backtrack a little bit. Does that necessarily mean that we've not seen the absolute bottom of the size of this U.S. cow herd right now?
Well, I would say that we're very close. When you go through the dynamics of it, what it takes to grow it, and the things that have to happen, I think you have to expect that on January 1 of 2013, we're going to be just a little bit smaller yet on January 1 of 2013. But that doesn't mean that some of these regions won't be in more aggressive mode of expansion. We're already seeing things set up more clearly in the northern plains, in the Midwest regions, where we're seeing more heifers that are being staged today, and we expect those heifers will be exposed to bulls this spring and summer, and we'll start to see the cow herd actually grow in 2013 in those areas.
Cattle Facts is talking about the supply of corn growing in the year 2012. How important is it for producers to manage their risk?
Well, that's a big thing. I think if you just go back, let's just go back and use 2006 as a starting point. 2006, the average cost of gain in the industry in that time period was about a 40-cent cost of gain. In 2011, we had cost of gains that increased to as much as a buck and a quarter. If we look at the average increase from 2006 to 2011, it was 65 cents increase in cost of gain. On 550 pounds of gain, that's $357 a head increase in just feed costs alone. It's just phenomenal. It's staggering numbers. That's $10 billion added feed costs that it took to grow and feed the nation's fed supply. Just that one segment of the industry. That doesn't take into account the increased costs that we saw at the cow-calf and stocker levels. So it's a big, big item in this industry.
You talked about one thing you talked about was, you know, as we sit here on a Friday, all the people out there wanted to know, we're going to trade at 123, we're going to trade at 126. Do you see that volatility more as the norm now from here on out?
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about it. We're going to continue to see wild, volatile swings. And that's why people have to manage the risk. There's so much unpredictability from one week to the next. You know, you got everybody taking their best guess, but you know what? In a narrow margin business, when we're used to making 10 or 20 bucks a head, and the week-to-week change in fed cattle prices is 30 bucks a head, and the week-to-week change in the value of corn that's going into that ration is 20 bucks a head, by guess and by golly, doesn't get it done, does it? So that's why we're managing the risk. We're managing our feed costs. We're managing our out prices as much as we are all the way up and down this industry, and I think that's a long-term trend.
Randy, you know, with regards to where we are on predictions for the new year, average prices on the fats on the yearlings and on the calves were significantly up from a year ago.
We will expect to see continued increases. You know, fed cattle prices we expect will average in the low 120s. We're above that today, but with the mid-120s average that we've got today, or where we're trading cattle today, but we expect the low 120s average for fed cattle. Feeder cattle prices we think will be right around 150, basis of 7.5 weight steer. And our calf prices, U.S. average on calf prices would put us for about $1.75 throughout the course of the year. But You know, there's so much freight difference in cattle. That would say that some cow-calf producers would sell, would have average calf prices that would be at $1.85 to $1.90 just because of the freight difference there. So it'll be a good time for cow-calf producers. We'll send a strong economic signal with enough profitability there that we can grow the herd. You know, I think a perspective that so many forget is, let's say you got a 300-head cow herd out here. If you're making $50 a head, on 300 cows, that's not enough money to buy a half a pickup, is it? You know, you think about $15,000, that wouldn't go very far. So we need to send a strong price signal, profit signal to these producers to expand the herd. And that's what we'll do in the next few years.
CEO of Cattle Facts, Randy Block, visiting with a group of farm broadcasters here at the Cattle Industry Convention in Nashville, Tennessee. Ron Hayes with you today on the OklahomaFarmReport.com.